We are at, where are we? Chof Dal and Amar Alf? Agavus, we learned. We learned up until Tefach B'Isha Erva. Oh, we're up to there. Amar Rav Yitzchak, Tefach B'Isha Erva. A Tefach exposed from a woman's body is Erva. Egmar Lamai, with respect to what is he referring? E lema vis takulibo. Is it permitted to look at a woman's body if it's less than a tefach? Only if it's a tefach hamur, you're not allowed. The Gemara says, not true. Amar Rav Sheshes, lama mana kasam tachshitin shabachutz im tachshitin shabifnim. Where's the pasuk? What Rashi tells you where the pasuk is. Tachshitin shabachutz, tabas agil v'chumos. So Rashi says, chumos is the fushal beis harechem shahayosim libnaseyem, and tabas ogil is a ring, a nose ring, an earring, all kinds of things. That's a tachshitin shebachutz, and this is mamish tachshitin shebechnim, and the beis harechem. So why are they mentioned together? Where does it say tabas ogil v'chumos? At the end of Mechemes Midyan, the soldiers donated everything that they got. The generals donated everything that they got to the beis hamikdash. So why is it mentioned together in the same pasuk to teach you this idea? To teach you, you're not allowed to look even at less than a tefach if you're looking in order to have pleasure from the woman, unless it's your own wife, unless she's a nida, then it's also awesome. But if it's some other girl, you're not allowed to. Ella, so when is it relevant to tefach? Must be ella beishto. He's allowed to look at his wife. But not when he recites Kriyat Shema, not when he's benching, not when he's davening. There's a din tefach b'isha erva, that it's erva, he's not allowed to daven keneged erva. Okay. Which part of the body? Which part of the body tefach b'isha erva? Some parts of the body even less than a tefach. Some parts of the body, a tefach, only if it's a tefach. Okay. Amrav Chiz, the shok b'isha erva. Shenema, what is shok? So it's a big question. So it's usually assumed that it's the thigh up until the knee. And the Chazon Ish argued. He said, no, the shok is in between the ankle and the knee. So the women have to wear a dress all the way down to the ankle. Everybody assumes you have to, the Chayodim assumes you have to wear a dress up until the knee. That the thigh is a shok b'sherev. Okay. The Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharam al Shaka that whatever the two dinim of erva, one is the eva ha-leida itself, that even if a man is undressed in front of another man, a woman is undressed in front of another woman, you're not allowed to say brochi, you're not allowed to daven. And then the other din is any part of the body that's ma'ura taiva, so that's only for the opposite sex. If you have a woman in a bikini and standing in front of another woman, so the woman wants to daven, so that's not ma'ura taiva by another woman, will be more taiva by a man. So here the Gemara says that shok b'isha erva, what does it mean? It's a mokum shedarka lachasas. Whatever. That's what the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharam al Shaka. I didn't know what is more taiva, what's not more taiva. So whatever is darka lagalois is not more taiva. That's societal, depends. How do they walk around? Whatever. Any part of the body that they walk around, that part is uncovered, so that's not ma'ara taiva. So then the Chayyim says, so what if a person lives in a nudist colony, everybody walks around without any clothes at all, so they can say a bracha, a man can say a bracha because everybody walks around like that. So the Chayyim says, no, there must be some limit. So we assume that some parts of the body are ma'ara taiva, even if the makam is, the minigam makam is legalis, even if they walk around. So the Chayyim Phil felt that he has to give some limits. He says, up until the elbow and up until the knee. Above the knee and above the elbow, that's always Ma'ara Taiva. Others are not so convinced above the elbow. Years ago, it was very common that many of the religious women would wear short sleeves. The Rabbanim were just fighting against sleeveless. They said, that was terrible. But now, it's a better generation, Achshadora, and they encourage the women to follow the Chayyim, that they should cover their arms until the elbow. And the thigh, they should cover until the knee. But if the minig ha-mokum is that they cover further down till the ankle, so it's take, if it's mokum shedarka lechasos, that's the minig ha-mokum, then that would also be me'orataiv. the Aruch HaShulchan writes like that, they really marry, women are supposed to cover their hair. But he says so many women, where he lived in Europe, so many women, married women, didn't cover their hair. So you can't say that it's Ma'ura Taifa. It's not the Minigam Mokam Lachasis anymore. So you're allowed to, he doesn't say you're allowed to, married women don't have to cover their hair. He says, no, they're supposed to cover their hair. But you can't say that Zina Ke'erva, because it's not Mokam Shadarka Lachasis anymore. A little bit societal. So that's what Amar Rav Chisda shok the Isha Erev Shanam Gali shok Ivi Naharis Achsiv Togaler Vasech Vigam Tirech Er Pasech. Your erva will be exposed, because it says in the previous pasuk Gali shok, they're going to expose the shok, the thigh. So that's called an erva. It's Ma'ir Taiva. Amish Mokol Bi Isha Erev Shanam Kikolachar of Marach Navi, because it's in the Shir Hashirim. That's something Mar has later. Kol Hamad Bi Shir Hashirim is Ma'ir Taiva. The hair is ma'ura taiva. Yeah. We assume that the single girls don't have to cover their hair, but the Magen Avraham says, based on the Rambam, if the single girl is going to have her hair hanging down very long and very loose, that is ma'ura taiva. Long hair that's very loose is ma'ura taiva, so that's not right. But a single girl has a decent hairstyle. So there she doesn't have to cover her hair. But married women are supposed to cover their hair. Amar of Chanina Niri says, Rabbi Shutah. What does he say? Shutola tefillin. He saw Rabbi Yudah Nasi had his tefillin hanging. So the Gemara says, that's a bizoyan of tefillin. The din is, you have to mean mechabit tefillin, you have to mean mechabit sefer Torah, you have to mean mechabit sefer Torah more than tefillin. How do you know you have to mean mechabit sefer Torah? So the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchas Sefer Torah, because when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Luchas from Har Sinai, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him he has to make an Aron Eitz, an Aron Kodesh, and put the Luchas into the Aron. That's out of Kavod for the Luchas. So the Rambam says that a Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Luchas. The Luchas are more precious, they're more valuable. It's a Ksav Yodah of the Rabbanu Shalom. Rabbanu Shalom engraved the Luchas. It's much more valuable than a Sefer Torah that was written Tavshin Ayin Ches. But the Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Luchas, because the Rambam writes, the Kedusha depends on how much Dibri Torah are written. So the Sefer Torah has the Aseres HaDibris plus more. That's the Mashmos of the Rambam, that a normal Sefer Torah has more Kedusha than the Luchas. So therefore, if the Rabbanu Shalom instructed that you have to make an Oren Eitz, you have to make an Aron Kodesh for the Luchas, Kavachaymer, that means you have to be mechabedit, not just to put it wherever. So Kavachaymer, that you have to be mechabedit, Sefer Torah. So it's based on that we say, well, Tefillin has less Kedusha than the Sefer Torah, so you have to be mechabedit Tefillin, but not mechuyev to be mechabedit to the same extent as the Sefer Torah. That's what the Gemara is going to continue to explain. So they say, Aniri says, Rebbe Shetola Tefilov. He once had his Tefillin dangling. Dangling how? I mean, he was holding the Ritzuas and the Sharosh or the Shalyad was hanging in the air. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, we have a brisa that says that that's not permissible. I'll tell the Tfilov, if a person holds onto the Ritzuas and he has the Bai Sharosh or the Bai Shalyad dangling, Yitul Alochayev, he should be punished for that. He should be punished, means he's Mevaza the Tfilov. Dorshe Chamur is Omru, Oyechayech, Tulim Luchaminech, it's that Tola Tfilov. If a person is Mevaza his Tfilov, by holding on to the ritzuas and having the bias dangle, so that's a bizoyin and that's not right. And it's going to be punished. He'll be punished for that. So how can it be that Rebbe had his tefillin dangling? What did he have? Let's say he had a peg on the wall. So what did he have? So if he puts the bias on the peg and the ritzuas are hanging down, that's okay. But if he wraps the ritzuas on the peg and the wall, or he's holding it like this, holding ritzuas, and the bias is dangling down, so that's a bizoyin. You have to treat the bias with more covered than the ritzuas. So you can't allow it to dangle. That's the first answer. It depends. Are you holding the bias and the ritzuas are dangling down, or holding ritzuas and the bias are hanging down? The boy is same, and if you want, I can give you a different answer. Loshne ritzuah, loshne ktsitsa. Maybe they're both awesome. Maybe it's also even to hold on to the bias and to have the ritzuas hang down. But what Rebbe did was, v'chitola Rebbe bikisto tolo. He had the tefillin and the tefillin zekel, and he had the tefillin zekel hanging on a peg in the wall. Let's say he had a metal circle on the end of the zipper of the tefillin zekel, and he had a peg on the wall, and every person has his own peg on the wall, and everybody hangs, everybody dangles their tefillin zekel on their peg on the wall, and that's permissible. The Gemara says, Yehochim Adam Eimer, what's the chiddush? You're not dangling the tefillin. Have the Gemara name. Why would the Tema, that's also be zoyin at tefillin? The boy Hanochek is Sefer Torah. To have a, let's say the Chevek Kaddishi usually has a little Sefer Torah and a little Aron Kodesh. Because when the people sit Shiva, so also lots of Smith Pesach Beisai, he's not allowed to leave his house during the Shiva, so he has to daven, he has to have a minyan. So the people come to the home of the Oval. So the din is, you're not allowed to take a Sefer Torah. If you have 10 Avelim sitting together, so the Tzarech, a whole minyan, you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah out of the Aron Kodesh. Well, usually you don't have 10 men who need a Sefer Torah. If you have a Shabbaton somewhere, so you have 10 people are going there. So you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh for their purposes. But if you have 9 Avelim or less, 9 men or less who are sitting Shiva, so they need a Sefer Torah, they want a lane, and they have a minyan, so it's not really right to take a Sefer Torah, to be mevazeh the Sefer Torah, take it out on behalf of less than a minyan. So if you take, if you, the Sefer Torah is in an Aron Kodesh the whole time, then there's no bizoyim, then there's no problem. If it's not in an Aron Kodesh, that's when you're not allowed to do it. So then the minig developed, no one knows exactly what it's based on, that if you're going to lane from the Sefer Torah 3 times, then it's okay. That's what they say. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said that there are 3 dinim that depend on 3 times, and all 3 are not correct. They say the 3 last taneisim before you become bar mitzvah, you have to fast. He says it's not true. Yom Kippur, you have to fast, even if it's way before you become bar mitzvah. 2 years before bar mitzvah, you're supposed to fast the whole day. And 2 years before, 2 years before, you're supposed to fast half a day. If he's healthy, in America, all the children are overweight. They're all obese, and they're all healthy, and they can all fast. Unless there's some problem, then you don't. So that's not the last 3 taneisim before. And Tisha B'av, even if it's a Tisha B'av, Asar B'teves, Am Gedalia, even if it's Mamzer the day before the Bar Mitzvah, you don't fast. So there is no such thing. The last 3 taneisim before the kid becomes Bar Mitzvah, the meaning is that you fast. And he said that 3 times, if you're going to lay from the Sefer Torah 3 times, then it's okay to take it for, even though it's less of a minyan. So he says it's wrong. The Mishnah Berurah quote said, it's wrong, that meaning is not right. More correct is that you should have the Yarn, have the Sefer Torah always in an Aron Kodesh. You have to say the Chevek Kaddish has a tiny little Aron Kodesh. And then the third thing is, when you come out of the Beis HaKisa, you wash 3 times, is that there is no Mokam. You have to wash your hands till they're clean. If sometimes 3 times is not enough, sometimes 8 times is more than enough. Sometimes all you need is once or twice. Who says you need 3 times? That's what he said. There are 3 dinim that depend on 3 times, and all 3 are non-existent. All 3 are not correct. So that's what the Gemara says. Maybe the story with Rebbe was a Chitola Rebbe, Bekista Tola. He held a tefillin and a tefillin zekel, and a tefillin zekel had, let's say, a metal ring on it, and he suspended the whole tefillin zekel. So Gemara says, so what's the chiddush then? Gemara says, no, ma'u the tema, one might have thought, the boy Hanocha, gisefer Torah. If you have a sefer Torah and an Aron Kodesh, and a little Aron Kodesh, and you're going to have the Aron Kodesh dangling on a peg, that's not permissible. Sefer Torah has more kedusha than tefillin, so it requires a higher degree of kavod. But the tefillin, that's okay. You don't need Hanochek to save the Torah. Gamash Malon, if the tefillin zekel is dangling, that's permissible. So this Reb Chanin apparently was the Talmud of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So he tells over on one occasion, Rabbi told a tefillin. So I'm not sure exactly what it means. He hung the bias on the peg and the ritzuas were hanging down. Or according to the Eboy Seymo, according to the second version, that's not proper either, to have the ritzuas hanging down. But if you have the tefillin and the tefillin zekel, and the tefillin are held on the bottom, by the bottom of the tefillin zekel, so you can suspend the whole tefillin zekel on the wall. That's okay. So then he tells another thing. I'm Rab Chanin, and the other thing, Aniri says, Rebbe, Shigiei Kepik Venesatesh Barak, at different times, not all in the same time. On one occasion in the middle of Shmanasri, he sneezed, Venesatesh, on one occasion he spit, one occasion Giyek or Piyek, what's Giyek? He yawned, one occasion he belched, all these different things in the middle of, and also Omemashmish Bibigdoi, Abelohoye Mesatev, that's a Shaila. These are 2 different things, that's what Rashi says, that's what Tosis points out, Rashi. According to Rashi, Trey Melinina, the top Tosis, the top 2 lines. Rashi learns that these 2 half is, the 2 things on the first line, Achav Dalan and Mebeis, are unrelated to each other. The mashmesh bebigda, he would check in his clothing to see. Rashi says, la vakino hogtzosa, there'll be a bug that's biting him. So in the middle of davening, it's annoying and he can't concentrate. He's a little bit in pain. It's not a suffix akana, but he's in pain, so he's not concentrating on the davening. So he's allowed to be mamashmesh bebigda to get the kino, which is biting him, and to throw it away, or to kill it, whatever. Then lohay misatev, that's a different thing, Rashi says. In Nafal Hanisik, Shem Mispal, if his talus will fall down on the floor and he's in the middle of the Shemon Esrei, lohay not lo misatev, shalola hafsik, that's a hafsik. If you lean down in order to pick up the talus and to put it back on, that's a hafsik. So Rashi writes that it's trei milin in two different things. Mashmish bidigdo lahaba hakina hoik tzosai, and lohay misatev is a different thing. Taisis quotes Rabbeinu Hanan, lochodem ilsi, it's all the same thing. A lot of times, people in the middle of the Shemona Esrei. So most people don't have the talus hanging down. They fold it over on their shoulders on the right side, fold it over on the left side. So what do you do if the folding on the shoulders fell down and the whole thing is loose? And so in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, you're not allowed to be mafsik, so you shouldn't be mafsik to pick the talus back up and to put it on your shoulders. Just like if it fell on the floor, you're not allowed to. So you shouldn't put it back. If it's on your shoulders, talus is on your shoulders, and your feet is going to fall down, it's going to slip down and be hanging loose, so that you can push it a little further on the shoulders, that's not so much of a hefsek. That's not a hefsek. But if it already fell down, just like if it fell down on the floor, that's a hefsek, you shouldn't pick it up. So even if it fell down, it's no longer completely on the shoulders, it's hanging down loose, so let it hang down loose. That's not right to keep on folding the talus back on your shoulders in the middle of the day. Okay. G'shumefaik, when Rebbe did yawn in the middle of the davening, ha'menech yado asantero, he would put his hand. That's what we do. Some is derech eretz like that. When the person yawns, he puts his hand over his mouth so it doesn't look so bad. So even when he's davening to Ribbono Shel Olam in the middle of the Shemona Esrei, you put your hand over your mouth. So the Gemara says the Rebbe did all of these things. So the Gemara says that's permissible. We have a brisa that it's not permissible. Meisvei, Hamashmir kol abit filos arez and biktani amona. A person davens and he says the davening out loud, so loud that the one next to him can hear him daven Shemona Esrei. So it says arez and biktani amona, as if he doesn't really have, he doesn't really believe that God listens. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're saying if we whisper. We learn out all the dinim of davening for Chana. Chana medaberes ali, v'raks v'sal nos, v'kol lo yishama. The Gemara has later in the Mesichta like that. So more correct is to daven very softly, very so no one will hear. And if you daven loud, as if the Ribbono Shel Olam can't hear. Ribbono Shel Olam can read your mind. He knows what you're thinking. So such a person who davens out loud enough someone else can hear, is miktani amon, as if he doesn't really have full amunah. What if he screams out loud? And some people scream out loud in davening. That's even worse. That's not just Miktani Amah. Harezim in Nevi HaSheker. That was the practice in the days of Tanakh, that the Nevi HaSheker, Rashi quotes, because it says in Melachim, Vayikru b'kol gadol, that the Nevi HaSheker is to scream out loud. So one who davened screaming out loud, that's terrible. Yeah. There's a famous story by Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz that he had used to have a relationship with the local bishop, with the local galach. On different occasions, they carried on the conversations. So the galach had a complaint. How is it? Had three complaints. How come by the Jews, when they daven, they scream so loud? They used to scream so loud in the davening. And in church, there's decorum in the church. They pray very softly. And I forgot the second time. And the third time, it was a funeral. How come by Goyishan funeral there's decorum, and by Jewish funeral there's screaming yelolas and crying and screaming, and by the Goyim it's much nicer, it's much more decorum. So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz always had these wisecrack answers. So he says, well, your God is a young God. He was just born 1,600 years ago. Our God is 5,000 years old, so we have to scream louder. He's hard of hearing, right? He's an old man. Your Yoshke, he's a young person. Then the second thing, I already forgot what the answer was. And then about the third thing about the funerals, he said, that I agree with you. I'd rather attend 1,000 Christian funerals than attend one Jewish funeral. I do not enjoy Jewish funerals. I forgot what the second thing was. But they have in all the biographies of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, they have that story. Yeah, but that's not right. to scream out loud in davening, "Hareiz enemy be hasheker." That's not right. In recent years, in the early 1900s, so the reform in Europe felt that they have to introduce decorum into the prayer service. So the, in the Shemone Esrei, it was always quiet by us, but in Pesukah de Zimra, they used to scream out loud. So the reform introduced decorum that you shouldn't scream out loud in Pesukah de Zimra, and if anyone would scream out loud, so they would shush them up, that it was against the decorum of the synagogue. So the Marsham has a tshuva about that. So he says that that's reform, and we're going to scream our heads off when it comes to Pesukah de Zimra. Nothing wrong. That's a bad simon. If there's decorum in the synagogue when you say Pesukah de Zimra, it's no good. Manasseh is a different story. So the Bryson continues that Mashmiel Kola is not proper. They quote though, I don't understand why, they quote Rav Chaim Soloveitchik when he died in Shmon Esrei, all the people around him could hear. He was Mashmiel Lioznov. He was always Mashmiel Lioznov. Rav Soloveitchik also like that because his father was like that. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, they say the Chafetz Chaim is like that. People near the Chafetz Chaim, Rav Avraham Soloveitchik was like that. Rabbi Meir Tversky told the story, I think when his brother was killed, so he told the story when he said a hesped in yeshiva. He said, he told the story about Rav Avraham Soloveitchik. There was once davening Amish Chodesh, and if he got Yalav Yavai, so the people kept on telling him, Yalav Yavai, Yalav Yavai, and he didn't listen, he just went by there. And then they tapped him and they said, Yalav Yavai, he didn't listen. So when he finished the Shmon Esrei, so they said to him, you forgot Yalav Yavai. So he said, why don't you tell me? He was so involved in the dying, he didn't realize. I kept on telling him Yalav Yavai, kept on tapping him. Yeah. He was concentrating on the Shmon Esrei. Yeah. I don't know. So they quote that Rabbi Leib Steinman in the sefer that they printed. What's it called? Ela B'Tamar. His talmidim collected everything that he said in the shiurim, and everything that he printed. He wrote many svarim on different mesichtes and on chumash. And on the Siddur, and on all kinds, Hashkaf, a lot of things. So they collected everything, one volume about Brisk, because he was born at Brisk. He was 6 years old when Rav Chaim Soloveitchik passed away. Chaim Soloveitchik died in 1918 or something, so he was 16. He was born in 1902, so how old was he? Could it be? No, so he was born in 1912. So he was 106, something like that. I think that's what he said. He was 6 years old when Rav Chaim died. So he knew Rav Chaim. He saw him a little bit. Rav Avila's children, he saw them. So they collected everything that he ever said, he ever wrote about Brisk, and they put out a whole sefer, and then they put everything together about the Chazon Ish. So he writes that there, that they used to daven out loud. Everybody knows he used to daven out loud. I don't know. We mentioned the Gemara says, V'dibarta bam v'lo b'tfilo. That's a Gemara in Yuma, and Daf Yud Tes on the base, is it? Let's see, Tosis quotes on the first Daf in the second Perek. It says, you're allowed to be Mapsik in the middle of Kriya Shema, Pnei HaSholom, Pnei HaKobim, Pnei HaYira, yeah. So Tosis quotes a Gemara in Yuma, Yud Tes on the base, V'dibarta Bam V'loi B'tfila, what does it mean? So Tosis interprets, V'dibarta Bam, you're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema. It means, Pnei HaKobim, Pnei HaYira. To what extent? Is it Ben Aprokim, Emtza Perek, Meshim Shalom Ucholodom? Details are not explicit in the Chumash, but the principle, the Dibar Tabam, that you're allowed to talk in the middle of Kriya Shema, Pnei HaKovim, Pnei HaYira. However, V'loi B'Tfila, but you're not allowed to talk in the middle of Shema Esrei, even Pnei HaKovim, Pnei HaYira, only if there's Mamish or Safik Sakon. So that's how Tosis interprets the Gemara. Tosis said that's what the Drasha means, with Dibar Tabam. They quote the Yerushalmi says that, and then they say, and the Babli also said the same thing. That's what the Babli meant in Yuma Daf Yud Tes. Rashi there, in the Gemara Yuma Daf Yud Tes, does not learn like that. So Rashi quotes the Shiltas, and he's giving his interpretation of the Shiltas. V'dibart Abam V'dibart Tfila means that you should be Mashmir Liyosna when you say Kriyashma, either Lachatrila or even B'dievet. That's Machlegs of Buda and Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah, V'lohishmir Liyosna, Yotza, Lo Yotza. V'loi b'tfila, b'tfila you don't even have to l'chatchila be mashmir liyozim. It's not necessary at all. That's how Rashi interpreted the Shiltas. And then it seems things that the Shiltas never said it. That since you need l'chatchila, maybe even b'dievet, you need mashmir liyozim by kriyashma, machlegs habyudu rabbi yasi, whatever the din is by kriyashma, the same din by tfila. It should be mashmir liyozim. Mashmili Yosin, but shouldn't say it so loud that someone else will hear. That's called Mashmiya Kola B'Tfilos. You should say it loud enough that you should hear, but you shouldn't say it so loud that other people will hear. So that's why the Chafetz Chaim and the others, and Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, against Chafetz Chaim was an old man who also was close to 100 when he died. I think they showed me. The New York Times, when the Chafetz Chaim died, they wrote an obituary. So they wrote he was 104 years old. So the people said that that wasn't accurate. He was less than 100. It was something like 96 or something. But the New York Times, they got the misinformation. So they wrote he was 104, I think. So it was probably hard of hearing when he was an old man. It was hard of hearing. So he davened loud enough that it should be Mashmili Yosin. Yeah, I don't know. Rav Chaim, Rav Soloveitchik, I don't know. Why they davened out loud? I don't know. So that's how the Braisa begins. Then the Braisa continues, Megaik Umefaik, Harezen Bigasa Haruch, a person belches in the middle of Davening Shmona Esrei, or a person yawns in the middle of Shmona Esrei, Harezen Bigasa Haruch. Where's your Derech Eretz? You're talking to Rebbe Shalom. How do you act like that? Amzatesh Bitfilosa, Simen Ravo. That's terrible. It's a Simen Rav. A person sneezes. Poshup Shad Mesatesh means to sneeze. He was going to reinterpret what it means. So the Gemara said, that's terrible. Not that it's a bad simon, bad things are going to happen to him, but rather the fact that he sneezes in the middle of the davening is a nikr, it's a simon, that there's something wrong with him. He's a disgusting person. Harok bitfilos, a person spits in the middle of the Shmona Esrei, he should have spit out whatever saliva he has in the mouth before he starts Shmona Esrei. What are you spitting out in the middle of the Shmona Esrei? Is kielurak b'fnei melech. It's a violation of kvod Hashem. You're not allowed to spit. So the Gemara, he says, Rebbe did all of these on different occasions, 10 years apart from each other. One occasion he belched, one occasion he yawned, one occasion he sneezed, one occasion he spit. So the Braisa says you're not allowed to do any of these. So what's the answer? The Gemara says, bishleim emigayik emefayik lo kashe. It says you're not allowed to belch and you're not allowed to yawn, and here he did it. He says, "Kamli also kamli ritzono." If you can't control it, so what can you do? So on one occasion, Rebbe had eaten and he started to belch in the middle of Shmona Esrei. So what can he do? So he waited. He waits till he finishes, and then he continues to daven. And the same thing with the yawning. Sometimes you can't control the yawning. And sometimes you can't control the yawning. So if you can't control the yawning, it's not Derech Eretz to yawn in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. You're talking to Rebbe Shalom. If you can't control, you can't control. If it's Leon says, so what can you do? But Misatesh, sneezing, that's never the Ritzono. You can't sneeze on purpose. What are you going to do to make yourself sneeze? Put some powder in your nose. That's what Rebbe did. What does it mean over here? The Braisa says a person sneezes, either simen ra, something bad is going to happen to him, or it's a simen nikar shehu mechur, he's an ugly person. And the Rebbe on one occasion did sneeze in the middle. So isn't that a contradiction? Everything more. They don't mean the same thing. To sneeze in the middle, you can't control yourself. That's leon, so that's not bad. But to sneeze milamato, to pass gas from the rear end, so that's a simen ra, that's a nikar shehu mechur, odem mechur. So that's what the Gemara answers, Kamilamata, Kamilamata. You're talking about sneezing by the nose or sneezing from the bottom. Yom Rab Zer, Hamilsa, Ivlali, Be Rav Hamnuna, or Iboyali. You heard it from Rav Hamnuna, and he was very prone to sneezing, and he always felt bad. He used to sneeze sometimes in the middle of the Shmona Esrei. So he felt awful. And when he heard this from Rav Hamnuna, Utki Lali, Zeh Shakuli, Kikula Talmidoi. Rashi said, because he was, Rashi says, no, because he used to, he was prone to sneezing all the time and he couldn't control it. So when he heard this, he was so excited. At what? Amasatish bitfilosa. If a person sneezes in the middle of Shmona Esrei, he can't control it. It's a simen yofa lo. Why is it a simen yofa? Kishem shosim lo nachas roch milamato. Just like boilam azeh. They gave him a break and they allowed him to sneeze. Apparently the sneezing is caused by having something in your nose. When you sneeze, you get it out. So it won't be tickling your nose anymore. So kach, a person who sneezes and he can't control, just like Boel Mazeh, they allowed him to have nachas ruach. So too, kach, osim lo nachas ruach, mamad, so too in heaven, they'll be kind. So he was very happy when he heard that from Rav Hamnuna, because he always used to sneeze all the time. He used to think that it's awful. So then he heard that it's not so bad. Misatish melamailo, that's not so bad. Misatish melamato, if he can't control himself, and he passes gas, that's a bad sinner. So we answered all the steers, except for rock. What's with spitting? Rabbi Chanina says that on one occasion he saw Rabbi Yudah Anasi spit in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and here the Brisa says, Kila rock bifnei melech, that's scandalous. So what's the story? El rock arok kasha, it's a contradiction between Rabbi's practice and what it says in the Brisa. Everything more rock arok nami loy kasha. There's no contradiction between the two statements regarding spitting. Why? Epshik had the Rabbi Yudah. If you have saliva in your mouth, then it's preventing you from davening clearly. So you can solve your problem like Rabbi Yudah said, then there won't be any issue. If you spit on the floor, that's not derecheret. But if you have a handkerchief and you spit nicely into the handkerchief in a fashion of derecheret, then there's no problem. If you kid Rabbi Yudah, you can solve your problem like Rabbi Yudah said. Rabbi Yudah, hayamit betfilim and isdam lo rog, and it's annoying. So mavliyah b'talisa. So you take, I said you take a handkerchief. So they didn't have handkerchiefs. So take your jacket and spit in your jacket and have it absorbed. And if you don't want to spit into your jacket, what do? So you have a scarf. Spit into your scarf. Im talis nohu. And if you're going to ruin the beauty of the jacket by spitting the saliva into it, so mavliyah b'afi karsusoy. So you spit into your, if you have a scarf hanging down, so that you put. You'll wash it in the washing machine, and give it to the cleaners. That won't be a problem. So that's the teretz. That Rebbe was rock, he would spit into his beggar, he would spit into a handkerchief. But to spit on the floor, just like this, that's not the acheretz in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei. The upshot is, the Gemara quoted the Pasuk, Hikon dikras alakecha Yisrael. We had it before. You have to prepare yourself before you start davening Shemoneh Esrei. Here, that was on Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, 15 lines from the top, it says, almost chapter Dalit. You have to prepare yourself before you're about to daven. You have to go to the bathroom, so you won't have to go in the middle of the davening. You have to blow your nose, you have to wash your face, you have to dress up nicely with a nice suit, you don't daven with pajamas on. You daven nicely, you have to prepare in advance. Avina Havikoya Churida Ravashi. Avina was davening once. This Dama Lo Rok. So he had a mouthful of saliva and it was bothering him. So paske lachure. So what did he do? Paske lachure. He turned around and he spit on the floor, I guess. Where's the Rashi? Paske zorka lachure, yeah. He spit behind him. Amalei, so he asks him, why don't you do like we said before? Lasar lamar lohada Rabbi Yudah, I believe api kursusoy. Why don't you, alright, you don't want to spit into your jacket. Hoyalo ksusa noe. To spit into your scarf that you have. I'm like, I know I need a daitoy. I'm a mefunik. I don't want to spit into my sweater. He doesn't want to spit into. So he has no choice. He has to spit on the floor. So he says, instead of spitting, davening facing the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, you're not going to spit like this on the floor in front of Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So you turn around a little bit and you spit on the floor that way. Okay. But more correct would be if you have a handkerchief, say spit into the handkerchief. Sure. Then he more quotes the other Bryce. He shouldn't daven so loud that other people should hear. I remember when we used to learn by Rav Soloveitchik, so they used to daven mincha right afterwards in the classroom. So somebody would be the Shliach Tzibur, so he would say Ashrei, then he would say Chatzi Kaddish, and then we would daven Tefillah B'Alach. So Rav Soloveitchik always started Tefillah B'Alach so loud, they thought he was making Hoichin Kedushin. So the guys who didn't know what was going on said they would wait, they answer Kedusha, then they're going to start Shmanas. But he went out to Kodesh, he went out to Chayin. So they realized, not a Hechik Kedusha. He used to daven so loud, he didn't realize. He was absent-minded. Avraham Soloveitchik also was absent-minded, so he didn't realize that he was davening so loud. So the Gemara says, Mashmir Kol B'Tfilos HaReza Miktani Amona. Not supposed to daven so loud. Should daven softly so that no, you should mashmili osnav. Okay. Rashi holds in Yuma Yutasim base. You don't. Rashi understood the shiltas as saying you don't even have to be mashmili osnav lachatchila by tefillah. And then Itziv thinks that that's not pshat. We spoke, and Itziv says the barta bama loy betfila means the more you learn, that's wonderful. But the more you daven is not wonderful. We don't allow you to offer tefillas outside of the framework of the Shemoneh Esrei. In the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you want to add on tefillos at the end of this bracha, then in that bracha, that's fine. But to say tilim and to say other things is not permissible. So Rabbi Soloveitchik said, Rabbi, so they said, but everybody says tum, so you're not allowed to. He kept on saying, you're not allowed to. I think he said, psukim you're allowed to say, but to say, Misha Berach, that he thought you're not allowed to. Okay, that was his netziv. That was the netziv's granddaughter, married Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was stuck. That was his great grandfather. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar Avun, lo shana l'shech l'chaven es libo b'lachash. Person shouldn't daven out loud enough that other people should hear. That's only if he's mechaven, he's able to have kavana when he daven softly. But if he can't, if he knows that he's going to have much better kavana, if he's going to say it out loud, then it's permissible. Then the Gemara says, v'anami l'biyochid. That's only if he's daven by himself or he's far away from everybody else. But he's going to be in the middle of a crowd of people, in the middle of shul, he's going to say the Shema Nesra out loud, then he's going to ruin everybody else's Shema Nesra. The other people can't concentrate because he's saying the whole Shema Nesra out loud. Avol b'tzibur, he's not allowed to. Also, l'midrat tzibur, he's going to ruin their ability to be mechaber. The Gemara tells the story. Abba havakam mishtamit menei de Rabbi Yudah. Rabbi Yudah was a student of Rabbi Shmuel, second generation of Amoraim. Rabbi Shmuel was the first generation. Rabbi Yudah was the second generation. So Rabbi Yudah had this opinion that Rababa, the student, so he wanted to go on Aliyah, and his Rebbe held that you're not allowed to. Why? Because at the time of the Churban Bais Rishon, it says, the Jews will be sent into Golus Bavel, and they're going to stay there. So it means, they have to wait in Bavel till I call them back to come to Eretz Yisrael. He lived way after the Churban Bais Sheni. He lived. That was at the time of the Churban Bais Rishon. The Navi Yirmiyah said, "Beveli Yavo V'Sham Yavo." What is he talking about? Churban? It's already after Churban Bais Sheni. That nevuah doesn't apply. Said the Rambam. No, but Bavel was all the Talmid Chachamim lived in Bavel. And Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have so many Talmid Chachamim at that time, in the days of the Gemara. So that's where Rabbi Yudah is of the opinion. He's not allowed to leave Bavel to go. It's not only to go to Eretz Yisrael, to go to America. Also not allowed to go to England, because there's no Talmid Chacham there. It's better to stay in Bavel with all the religious Jews and to move to somewhere else where there are no religious Jews and no mitzvah of living in Eretz Yisrael. And even to move to Eretz Yisrael, there's a mitzvah to live in Eretz Yisrael, but it's a bigger mitzvah to live where the religious Jews live. Sure. So his Rebbe held you're not allowed to go to Eretz Yisrael because the center of Torah was in Bavel. And he wasn't going to listen to the Rebbe, so he didn't have become mishtamed menei the Rabbi Yudah. He was hiding from his Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah. Didn't want to attend Shia. He didn't want the Rebbe to see him, because the Rebbe's going to see him, he's going to give him over the head. I understand you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, it's against the din, you're not allowed to move. So he was avoiding the Rebbe. But then, one fine day, Omar, but then he said, Ezel deshma menei milsen, v'beis vada v'hada apik. Let me listen to one leshtikul Torah, And then I'll leave the base avad. What is the base avad? The Rashi says not the main base medrash. A side room outside Rashi. Rashi menen milsa mi bachutz mi base avad mi base medrash. He wasn't going to sit in the base medrash where Rabbi Yudah was giving the shiur. He was going to sit on the outside in the hallway in the base medrash. He wants the chaparayin the last word from his rebbe. Then he's going to leave to go on aliyah to Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yudah lived in the days of the Amoraim. The word Tana is sometimes referred. Rabbi Akiva was a Tana, Rabbi Yosef Lili was a Tana, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And then the word Tana sometimes means a person who lives in the generation of the Amoraim who recites brises, like a Kara. Kara means a person who knows Tanakh well. He knows how to recite psukim from Mikra. So Tana means a student, Tani Tana Kameh Rabbi Yudah. And Amora recited Brisa in the presence of Rabbi Yudah. So here, also Ashkei Latana the Katoni Kamei the Rabbi Yudah was the Rosh Hashiva. So one of the students recited a Brisa that goes like this: Oyomid b'tfila b'nisateish. If the person nisateish over here doesn't mean that he sneezed on top, it means nisateish milamato. He passed gas and he's in the middle of Shema Nesri. What should he do? Mabten atchitich atcheyichle haruach. When it all ends, v'chayzim ispal, then it continues to dav. Ikad yamei hayamei b'tfila b'kish lehisatesh. He feels he can't control himself and he's going to pass gas. So really he shouldn't stand there. He should walk back a little bit. Marchik lachurv dalamis. Should walk to a different mokum. The mokum of tefillah is dalamis around. Is the mokum of tefillah. It says when Chana was davening, Rak kol yishama, rak nesvaseh nos v'kol lo yishama, so Eli HaKohen was nearby. So then later she said, when she brought the baby, when Shmuel was born, and she brought the baby when he's 2 years old to Mishkan Shiloh, so she said, Anochi Hirisha Hanitzevis Imcho Bozeh. So the word Imcho is spelled Ayimem Chof He. The normal spelling is Ayimem Chof. How come it's spelled Imcho Ayimem Chof He? So the Medrash says, the Yalkut Shemani quotes a Medrash, that he was standing 5 amas away from her. Because Dalan Amas is Mekama Shal Tefillah. The men and the women should not be davening within 5 amas to each other. There's a Mishnah like that also in the Goyim. It says, Metzorah is Metame Bebiya. It really means Ba'ohel. Like a mace is Metame Ba'ohel. If there's a mace in the room, so the mace is Metame Ba'ohel. So not only the people in the room are talking, the people in the next room are also talking. If you open the door, the people in the next room are also talking. Even if he didn't open the door, so if Tomalotze, so it's also going to go. So by Mitzorah, it says, Altina Kameis, Asher B'tzeisa Mirachimim, Rabbi Yochel Chatzi B'sorah. So when Miriam became a Tzaras, so Moshe Rabbeinu offered a prayer, Altina Kameis. Who Aaron said, Altina Kameis. Moshe Rabbeinu just said, Kelna Rafon Allah. And Aaron asked him to be Mispal, Altina Kameis. And we'll learn that from the fact that the Chumash, it could be that Aaron didn't say that lashon, but if the Duchumish recorded like that, so we learn out of din. You don't learn out dinim from the fact that Aaron said something. Aaron is not God. You learn out dinim from the fact that the Rabbanu Shlom dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, right in the Chumash Atina Kam. It could be he never said that lashon. It could be he just said daven for his sister. So the fact that it says in the Chumash Atina Kam, he says Mitzorah has the same din as a mace, just like a mace in the Tami Ba'ohel. So to the Mitzoris Matami, but it's not exactly the same. So we call it the Mitzoris Matami Bibiya, means Bial Hoyal. What are some of the differences? So one difference we just had, that let's say they're carrying a mace. We're in a room and someone, the Chevek Hadish, is carrying a mace and they come in this door and they go out that door and they're walking the whole time. So everybody in the room becomes Tami. But if but Mitzorah runs through the room, the people in the room are not Tami because it says the pasuk has. So Moshavo means Amakon Kavua. So the Mitzorah is only Mitameh, let the Mitzorah is sitting under a tree, or sitting in a room. So if he's sitting still, he's standing still, he's sitting still, then it's Mitameh Ba'ohel. But if he's passing through the room, then it's not Mitameh. If the Mitzorah is stationary, he's standing still or sitting still. And the Adam Tahar is walking through the room. The Adam Tahar will become Tahar. You don't need that. They should both be stationary. You just need the Mitzvah should be stationary. So that's one difference. Then the other difference is, does the Tumah go from one room to the other? So in the days of the Tanaim, they used to have probably a women's section in the shul. The Adam Mechitza didn't reach to the ceiling. So if there would be a mace on one side of the Mechitza, the Tumah would go to the other side also, because it's one ohel. And the Mechitza doesn't go to the ceiling, so it's not a separate room. But by Mitzorah, even though the wall doesn't reach the ceiling, but it's a different room. There's a mechitza separating. So if the Mitzorah is on one side of the shul and all the other people on the other side, so the tumah does not go. If it would have been a mace, the mace is metami boho. Mitzorah is only metami bidia, abol ha'oil. So it's a little less than the mace. So there's a Mishnah in the Goyim that, let's say, the Mitzorah wants to daven a shul. So we would have thought it's a contagious disease. We always thought that Tzaraas is leprosy. It's a very highly contagious. But apparently it's not leprosy. It doesn't correspond to that. It's not contagious. It's a din that he's not allowed to go into Ayoras HaMakavus Chomos Yishur Benun. But if it's a city that is not Mukav Chomos Yishur Benun, he is allowed to go. And there's no concern that he's going to transmit the disease to other people. It's not leprosy, it's not contagious. But if he's going to be sitting in shul, and all the other people are going to be in the same shul, he's going to be mitamidem, so they don't want to become tummy. So the Mishnah says, let the Mitzorah go quickly, let him walk into the shul, into the women's section, into the section on the other side. There's nobody there. So there's a mechitza, even though the mechitza doesn't go to the ceiling, and if it would have been Tumas Meis, it would go from one side of the mechitza to the other, but Tumas Mitzorah doesn't go. So kol zman he's walking, there's no tumas mitzar at all. When he's stationary, so he's in the other room. When he sits down about it, he stands still, he's in the other room, so the tumah doesn't go. So the Mishnah has some kind of a funny din. If the section on the side where the Metzora is standing or sitting when he's davening in the shul is less than Dalar Amas, then the tumah does go over to the other side of the Mechitza, because Mekom Mishalat Tfilah is Dalar Amas. And since the Metzora is davening there, so the whole Dalar Amas around him is Mekom Mishalat Tfilah. And this is quoted later, I think, in Tfilos HaShachar, when the Gemara quotes about all the dinim of davening. Maybe it's an Einoim din. I forgot already where it is. Maybe it's an Einoim din. This is quotes that, Anochi ho'isha hanitzevis imcha bozeh. Yeah, here it is on Lamed Aleph on the base. The fourth Tosfos from the top on Lamed Aleph. Mekan she'osa leishev betoch Dalar Amas shel Tfilah. You're not allowed to sit down. Toch Dalar Amas of a person who's davening, because it says Anocha Yisha Hanitzevis Imcha Bazeh. Here the fifth Tosfos. The Tosfos says Imcha means five Amas away. Mishum Tichsev Imcha Mole Behei Klaima. Eli was in the Mishkan Shiloh when she was davening. So the men and the women, that's how the Yalkut Shimoni writes on the Pasuk, V'oyim Achanecha Kodosh. We learn out all the dinim of davening, Keneged Ervin, Soyam, Eraglaim, davening and learning from the Pasuk Badiyami. V'oyim Achanecha Kodosh, Yerbucha Ervas Dover, Ervin, Soyam, and so on. So this din also, V'oyim Achanecha Kodosh, that the men and the women shouldn't daven together. That's a lack of Kedushas HaMachna. So the men and the women have to be five Amas apart. So the Pashup Shat is that, the simple reading is, if you have a Harchoka, five Amas between the men, let's say the women sit on one side of the shul, men sit on the other shul, there's no Mechitz in between, but there's a five Amas in between. So that's a simple reading of the Medrash, that's good enough, that you don't need a Mechitz. So someone asked this, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, in the first volume of the Igros Moshe, Chelek Arachaim. So they asked him, if there's no mechitza, but they're sitting five amas apart from each other, should be good. So he said, there's no mocker anywhere for this. No one answered, what is no mocker? That's the shoyl probably yes, because it says in the Yalkut Shimoni like that. So he has a few tshuvas in a row. He keeps on saying the same thing. There's no mocker for that. There's no mocker. That does have a mocker. That's the mocker. Even though men and women shouldn't daven together, because it's Kedusha Samachna, V'ayim Achanecha Kodesh, but if they're five Amas away, that's good, that's Imcha, that's the Tosfos here, and that's the Yalkut Shimoni, and that's Pasuk. Anoche Yisha HaNitzevis Imcha Bozeh. I don't know. That's the Yalkut Shimoni, you have to get a good edition. I have an old edition, I don't have a good edition. So in the standard edition, the Loshon is Megumgum over there. So remember, Abraham Soloveitchik suggested maybe what it supposed to read is that in shul it doesn't help. If it's Dalar Amas apart, that's if it's stam. They're hiking somewhere. They're going on a walk, and the men want to daven, so you should have harchaka, five amas in between the men and the women. But in a mokum, in a beis hakneset, the five amas is not enough. Could be, okay. Because the Yalkut Shimoni doesn't read straight over there. There's something of gumgum. Rav Moshe doesn't even relate to it at all. He just says, don't mock her at all, and forget it. So what did the Gemara say? Hayomer tefila ubikish lehisatish. He feels he can't control himself. He's going to have to pass gas. If he marched lachurav dalan amis and misatish, and then a mamtan sheikh laruach, then you walk back and you continue davening where you were davening before. What's the dalan amis? Because the dalan amis is makom shel tefila sadin. That's the Gemara, Lamed Aleph on the base. The men and the women, she shouldn't sit within Dalar Amas of the one who's davening Shmona Esrei. Men and the women shouldn't daven within Dalar Amas of each other. Like Dalar Amas is Mekomo Shel HaChefetz. If you mava Dalar Amas b'shus HaRabim on Shabbos, that's considered Motzi M'shus L'shus, because the Chefetz is sitting in the middle of the street, so Dalar Amas around it is Mekomo Shel HaChefetz. So if I pick it up and put it down five Amas away, so I moved it Motzi M'shus L'shus, where it's the original mop. Dalar Amas is Mekom Mishal HaChefetz. So here also, Dalar Amas, by a mace, we had Tfusas HaMace, it's Dalar Amas. Okay. So here was also, the Mishnah and the Goyim has it. Dalar Amas is the sheer for the makam of tefillah. Yeah, if the person had to be misatesh in the middle, bikesh lisatesh, and then he walks away, and then he passes the gears, and he goes back to finish davening, so then he should mention, v'yomer he adds on a trina, v'bonu shalom, yitzatana, you created us, nikob, chalulim, chalulim, kolib yadu alaf menacha, cherpaseinu, chlimaseinu, we can't control, we can't always control our bodily functions. We can't always control ourselves. After we die, we're going to be, the worms are going to crawl in and out, so we're shvachet people. Yeah, Rashi explains, what does he add that on? What does he say that for? Rashi says, he had to walk back to Alamos because he knew he was going to have to pass gas. So he had to stop davening anywhere for a few moments. So since Ben Kovako, the tefillah is mufsekes, so it'd be nice that he should add on this bakosh. Tficha yochal lahav signam yivlam adov zeb yemz. Let him add this on. Rabbanu shalom yitzatonim dekov mechal chalulim chalulim. Godi biadu achar pasenich rumasenu birach risenu imo tali ashoin. Umaschal memokim shepasu. Then you continue davening where you left off. Yeah, unless it was Shoka de Ligmas Kula, then you got to have a plugness from the Chab and the Ramah, which day in the Rishonim to Paschal, like some Rishonim say, Shoka de Ligmas Kula in Shmane Esrei, Paschal is the whole Shmane Esrei, and every other mitzvah, Shofar and Kriyat Shema doesn't Paschal, but the Shmane Esrei Paschals, because it cancels the status of Oymei Lefnei HaMelech. If you had such a long pause in the middle, you could have upgidab in the whole Shmane Esrei from the beginning to the end. That's a hefsik. And the other sheet is not, doesn't depend Shmona Esri versus everything else, but rather, it was Shoka de Ligam Skula Machmas Oynes. He wasn't allowed to daven when he's passing gas. So it was going to take so long, and it was Shoka de Ligam Skula because he wasn't allowed to daven, that's a bigger hefsik than Stam, pausing in the middle of the Shmona Esri. Okay. So that's a Shaila, Aloha Lamais. So what happened again? This Rababa was hiding from his Rebbe Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda held not that pasuk in Yirmiyah that goes on the Golus Bavel the first time, the 7 years of Golus Bavel before the Binyan by Sheni. But in the days of Rabbi Yehuda, he used to say the pasuk. He didn't mean the pasuk. The pasuk was a Hirosh Shah for that time at Yom Pakti. But he felt it's not permissible to leave the center of Orthodox life to go somewhere else, even Almanas, to go to Eretz Yisrael, because the center of Orthodoxy was in Bavel, and you shouldn't leave. So then he figured, I'm going to go listen to one Shtigal Torah, and then I'm going to leave to Eretz Yisrael. So he heard this, and he was so excited. Amalai, ilu labasi al lishmada v'zeh dayoy, gevaldik. Such an important thing. Okay. Today, life is much easier. We have toilets all over the place, and people, in the days of the Gemara, life is very difficult. They didn't have all the easy things that we have. Tana Rabbanan. O Yoshim Talis Vein Yochel Lehotzi Yisroch Matnei Hatzina. What's the issue over here? If a person's body is covered and then his head is protruding from the blankets, he has no clothes on. Tashi Yoshin Oren, he has no clothes on. So he's allowed to say Kriya Shema if his head is sticking out and the body is covered. So we consider the blanket as if the blanket is begotim, so he's malubash. What if it's so freezing cold that he doesn't want to stick his head out from under the blanket? He wants to stay the whole body under the blanket. Then you don't say that his body is mechusa. His head is also under the blanket. So that's not a kisui on the erva. So what should he do? It's so freezing cold. Chotzitz betalisa al tzavara v'kari kriyashma. He should have a hafsaka, so the bottom of the body is covered over with the blanket up until the neck, and then the neck to the top of the head is also covered over with the same blanket, but there's a hafsaka in between, so that's not a problem. Kari Kirishma. Yeshoimrin, and others say, not chotzitz batalisa al tzavara to make hafsaka, but chotzitz batalisa al libay. What's the issue? How come Tanakhama is not concerned about Libra Roysev? So Gemara said, that's a machlekes. And when they mark so Libra Roysev, that's a machlekes HaTanaim. Does it pose a problem? A person is wearing a loose bathrobe, and the erva is covered up, but it's under the bathrobe, Libra Roysev. So that's a machlekes HaTanaim. We wear machmanan. That does pose a problem. We mentioned that the Sefer Yireim has a chumrah to solve the problem of Libra Roysev. You have to have the gartel should be on your skin. It's not enough if the gartel is on the outside. And the Minig Olam is not like that Yireim. Minig Olam, because they never heard of that. They didn't have access to the Yireim. But the Minig for so many centuries was that they never heard of that. So they weren't Machma, so we don't not Mechuyev to be Machma. Yeah. The Gemara says, that's the Machlokes. Is there a concern of Libra Yisrael? Sure. What's the din? A person is saying Kriya Shema, and all of a sudden he passes through Mavuas Hamatun office, it's filthy there. The dog's made a mess and it's Tzaras HaKlovim all over the place. So what should he do? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he malach Mavuas Hamatun office, walking, is he permitted to continue saying the Kriya Shema in the Mavuas Hamatun office? Because if he stands still, for sure he's not allowed to say. If he continues walking, is he allowed to say? So what does the Gemara say? Menich yodo al piv. He's walking. He's walking, he's not standing still. And let him put his hand over his mouth. So the divrei Torah that he's going to say, the psukim or the brochas or the whatever, that he's going to say, will sort of be covered. Because he's putting his hand over his mouth. So that's enough. That's enough covered to the brocha. That's permissible. That's what he says. Menich yodo al piv ikar kirishma. So that's what who said? Who said that? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yechon. Rav Huna heard this from Rav Yechon. Amar Le Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda tells him, I would not accept that. Hu Elokim, I swear to you, in my morally, Rav Yechon b'fume, even if Rav Yechon would tell it to me in person, I hear it from his own lips, I would recognize his voice, still, lo tzayasna le. I would not listen to what he said, because that's not right. He thinks that it's not right. To continue saying Kriya Shema in the Mavuas Hamatan office, just to cover over your hand, over your mouth, he thinks that that's not permissible. V'yom Rav Huna Hoch, how can it be that Rav Huna ever said that? You say that Rav Huna said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that it's permissible to continue to say Kriya Shema if you're walking in the Mavuas, you're walking and not standing still, and you put your hand over your mouth. Very big Gemara. Can it be that he holds his mutter? The Omer Rav Chizda don't we know there? Again, the Omer Rav Huna, is there a contradiction in Rav Huna? Where is it again? The Omer Rav Huna, is that true? That's what Rav Huna said, that you're allowed to. Omer Rav Huna, Tamachachem Asal Alamed B'makamatin office. Tamachachem is not allowed to live in a city, not allowed to stand in a street, that there's Tzoya on the street of Shev Shalama below here at Torah. Tamachachem are always thinking and learning. You're not allowed to think and learning in a mavuas in a Beis Akisei. So in New York, everybody walks their dogs, and the streets are all full of the Tzoras HaKlovim. So Tam Chacham not allowed to walk in the streets of New York. So what's the problem? But he says, walk and hold your hand over your mouth. Isn't that a contradiction in the two statements of Rav Huna? The Gemara says it's not a contradiction. Because here, the second statement, what he said was, where was it? First one was about how Mahalach Mavuas Hamatan office. The second one was Kam Be'omid, and for the Gemara Kam Be'omid Kabim Mahalach. What he said was Amar Rav Huna Tamachach Masa LaLamad B'Mokam Hamatan office. To stand still is not allowed. So to stand still in the Mokam Tzoa in the Mokam Hamatan office. So that's considered that you're saying the Divrei Torah where the tzoya is. But if you're going to keep on walking, and you cover over your mouth, so then the din is at its mutter. So that's what the Gemara says. The two statements of Rav Huna, they're not contradict each other. That's what the Gemara answers. Let's see again. So the first version was what? Let's see again the second white line on the daf. Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Mavuas Hamatan office, Minich Yod Al Piv Ikar Kriya Shema. How can it be? Mamarli Rabbichan, if Rabbichan tells me a person, I won't follow that din, I think that it's not right. Even if Rabbi tell me a person, I won't listen. Loitz I seen him. Then Ikadiyam, another version has an Omer, Omer, Abba Babachan, Omer, Shomer Levi, and Malach Ben Vuz Hamatunov, it's different names. The first one was Amr Avuna Rabbi Yechon. Now it's Rabbi Babachan, Rabbi Shomer Levi. Malach Ben Vuz Hamatunov, it's Melech Yodo Al Piv, Likor, you can continue to say Kriyashma, same as before. You can continue. If you're walking, you're not standing still, and you're covering over your mouth, that's okay. A Mahalach, the key is Mahalach, Minich Yodo Apiv, so the combination of two is Mutta. Omer Achiz of Alakim, he says, I wouldn't accept it. Alakim, he swears, and Mamorali Reb Shema Levi, Bipumei, Loitzayasnali. Loitzayasnali. Even if it would tell it to me in person, I wouldn't listen. Sure. Meyam Freg, the Gemara, Nachama, and which one is Rav Huna? Again. Ikadiyami Omer Rabba Bachana. No, which one is Rav Huna? The first one was Rav Huna, and the second one was a different name. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? Lo Kasha Kam Yamaham Da. Mi Omer Rabbi Yechon Hachi. Is it true that Rabbi Yechon said what? What did they quote in the name of Rabbi Yechon? The first member. Where are we again? The first member was Amar Avunam Rabbi Yechon. Hamalach Mavuz Hamtun Ofitz Menech Yod Apiv. Bikori Kishma. You're permitted to say Kishma while you, because he's Mahalach and he's Menech Yod Apiv. Frag the Gemara. Is that true that that's what Rabbi Yechon holds? Mi Amar Rabbi Yechon Hachi. Is that true what he says? V'Amar Rabba Bar Barchone Amar Rabbi Yechon. He has a member B'Chomakim Muta Lahare B'Divrei Torah. You're allowed to think and learning any room in the house, not only in Beis Medrash. Chutz mi Beis Amerchot, mi Beis Akise. What's a Beis Amerchot? Some people misunderstand. I think Beis Amerchot, you're not allowed to think and learn because it's a mokam yuchat for people to walk around undressed. There is no such thing. There is no such thing. A mokam, no, Beis Amerchot, because it used to be very sticky. They used to have hot water, and so it wouldn't be a nice location to daven. It's not because of miyuchad for people to be undressed. If you have the bedroom and people always walk into the bedroom undressed, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no such thing. Beis HaMechon used to be full of zeir, used to be full of steam. And the walls would get all sticky and the floor would be sticky. So it's a sticky environment. That's why. That's why it's not right. Nachama, so what's the Gemara's kasha? Is that true? The first version was that Rabbi Yechonon said, "Minich Yod Al Piv." Amar Rabbi Babachon, Amar Rabbi Yechonon, "Chamak Mutal Lahar B'Divitay Chutz Mebeis Amerchad Zebeis Akisei." So what's the kasha? So he's walking a mevuas hamatun afais. So why don't you consider that like a beis akisei? Lichitay Mahachan Ami Kam B'Yomen Kam B'Mahalech. Yeah, if he's standing still in the beis akisei, then you're not allowed to talk and learn. But if you're walking, then Rabbi Yechon says, Mutter. If he's Mahalach, he keeps on walking. And Minich Yodo Apiv, so then he's, the second member says that it's Mutter. Freg di Gemara, how can it be? Eini. It cannot be. Va'oma v'ho. What's the kasha? For Rabbi Abba habi ko'ozil basrei de Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Abba was once following Rabbi Yechon. Va'habi ko'kori kariyashma. What's the kasha? Lichitay mahachanami, kam b'yamin, kam b'mahalach Rabbi Yechon. It says you're not allowed to be mahar b'divrei Torah if you're standing in the Beis HaKisei. But if you're walking through, it's mutter. Lichitay mahachanami, kam b'yamin, kam b'mahalach Rabbi Kasha, eini. But Rabbi Bo havi koz, or basri, that was suggested answer. If you're walking through, then Rabbi Yechon says that it's mutter. Moshe said that answer is not valid. Because Rabbi Bo was once Havi Kozal Basar Rabbi Yechon Havi Kogor Kishma, he was reciting Kriyashma. Then he comes to one block in the city, Kimot Mavuz Hamtanov Zishtik. He stopped saying the Kriyashma. And then when he finished, when he finished walking in the Mevuas HaMatan Abbas, it was quite a long pause. It was Shok Delik Maskula. So he asked Rabbi Yechanan, when they come to the cleaner section in the city, do I have to go back to the beginning because it was Shok Delik Maskula or not? Amalei Rabbi Yechanan, Lehechan Ahadah, do I have to go back to the beginning? Amalei, Mishinisik Delik Maskula Hazar LeRosh. So you see, the Rabbi Yechanan holds, even though Rabbi Bo was walking through the Mevuas HaMatan Abbas, he didn't stand still over there. He holds he's still not allowed to talk and learning, even though, so doesn't that contradict the other statement that he says in the name of Rabbi Yechanan, just keep on walking and say Kriya Shema Mahalach and Minyach Yodo Apiv. And here he says that he's a Shadav and Shok Demig Maskula. And for the Gemara, no, that's Taka the answer. Oymed is awesome, Mahalach is Mutter. But Rabbi Bo, who was walking behind him, held even Mahalach Azasa to say Kriya Shema. So he asked the fee Shitasa. Rabbi Bo asked, I am personally Machmer, not to continue saying Kriya Shema while I'm walking. So the fee Shitasa, that I'm not allowed to say Kriya Shema, what's the din of Shokad Alik Maskula? So he said, that's what he answers him. And for the Gemara, Hochi Kamalei, Lididi, if you would ask me my opinion, lo svirili. I hold that you're allowed to say Kriya Shema when you're walking, you're not standing still. To Oymed, if you're standing still in the Beis HaKisa, you're standing still next to the Tzoya, then you're not allowed to. But if you're walking as Mutar, Aba Lididoch, but Lushit Pascha, you stopped saying Kriya Shema, you didn't ask me. You stopped saying Kriya Shema when we came to the filthy parts of the city, the Mevuas HaMatan, because you hold that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, even though you're Mahalach and Minyach Yodo Apiv. So Lididoch, then it depends. The Svir Lachim Shisak, then it depends. Lididoch, the Svir Lach. But Lishit Toscho, that you hold that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema, even though you're walking through the Mavuas Hapatanabas, you're not standing still. So then it depends. Mashisak, they lick Moskal Chazal LeRosh, and if not, not. So that was the Shaila. This is not Shmoneh Esrei, this is Kriya Shema. It says he was saying Kriya Shema. Abik Koreshmiya, Kriya Shema. And that's what Tosfos said, you see from this Gemara, that Shok Delik Maskula Chozer Eraish, if it was Mach Masinus, if he wasn't, if he's sure, because he's not allowed to say Kriya Shema, because he's walking through Mavuas Hamilton office, and Lididei Aliba the Rabbi Bo, who was it? Rabbi Bo holds that against Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon says, Lididei Lishitasi, you could have said Kriya Shema the whole time while you were walking. You're not standing still, you're walking. You put Minech Yodo Apiv. So you could have said Kriya Shema. So even though it was Shok Delik Maskula, but it was Machmas Einus, you could have said Kriya Shema the whole time. But Lididoch, the Sphere of Loch, you hold that it's Otsis to say Kriya Shema. Even when you're walking toward the Mevuas HaMatan Abbas, then if Shok Delik Maskula, it will be Chayza L'Rosh. Shok Delik Maskula, Machmas Einus. That he wasn't allowed to do, wasn't allowed to say Kriya Shema when he was walking through. Fine. Then Gemara says, well, Tani Kavasa Rabbi, the Rav Huna, Tani Kavasa, the Rav Chizda, about which machleg is Rav Huna, Rav Chizda? Tani Kavasa, Rav Huna, Mahalach, Mavuah, Samutun, Afais. That was the Shaila. Menech Yod Al Pivikar, Kriya Shema. That's Rav Huna, said the name of Rabbi Yechanan, and Rabbi Bo didn't agree. Rabbi Bo didn't want to say Kriya Shema. So there's a braisa that says, like Rav Huna, B'shem Rabbi Yechanan, you're walking through Mahalach, Menech Yod Al Piv, so it's Mutun. Tani Kavasa, Rav Chizda, that you're not allowed to say Mahalach Mavuas HaMatan Afas Leikru Kriya Shema. Should not say Kriya Shema, even though you're only walking. It's not an eitzah to put Menech Yod Al Piv Lo Yoid. Not only is it not permissible, Ela Shem Hoikar Kriya Shema Bo, even if he started saying Kriya Shema before, and then he walks into the street, you have to stop. Poisek. Then you have to stop saying Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, and what if you hold the din is that you're not allowed to say Kriya Shema if you're Mahalach, and he violates the din? He was supposed to stop saying Kriya Shema. That's Rabbi Bo, holds like that. Tani Kavasa Rav Chizda, Rabbi Bo. You have to stop saying Kriya Shema when you come to the Mevuas HaMatan Abbas, even though you're continuing to walk. Minech Yod Al Piv, this price is Cholik on the first price. Cholik on Rav Huna. What if Loi Pasak Mai, what if he violated the din? Omar Abba Yosha, Bar Bered, Rabbi Shema Levi, the grandson of Rabbi Shema Levi. The simple reading of the Pasuk in Yecheskel, the Novi, means bitnia. Did I give them such a miserable religion that they can't live up to the din? And I gave a beautiful, the Jewish religion is beautiful. But if you're going to say Kriya Shema, Mevuas HaMatan Afas, You read the pasuk Benichusa. The Jewish religion is miserable. The guy's saying Kriyashman and Bubu Samut in office. It's disgusting. The Gemara says in another place, Ashana Balai Zimra. When you learn, you have to sing a niggun. So if a person learns without a niggun, all of Akasavam, Gamanin, Satanam, Chukam, like Tavim. So the developed learns Pshat. I don't think Rashi learns Pshat. Like the people learn Pshat. That the pasuk is supposed to be read Bitmiya. Did I give such a miserable religion that they can't? I gave a cheerful Jewish religion. But if you sing, if you learn without a niggun, then you're going to say this pasuk also. Benichusa. A miserable religion. But it's supposed to be read bitmiyah. It's not supposed to be read benichusa. So that's terrible. The Gemara says that's a terrible thing to recite I think Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out, I think he has in one of his published essays, that some Goyish philosopher, some German Goyish philosopher, was so taken by that pasuk in the Chumash that you're not allowed to say, you're not allowed to daven, you're not allowed to say Divrei Torah, say Kriyashma, in Mavuas Hamatun office, when there's a Mokam Tzoyam, he thought that this is the most beautiful religion in the world. Apparently other religions don't care, it doesn't bother them. Dikoyan Hamokam, Kedushas Hamokam, to say Divrei Torah, to daven. So some, I think Otto somebody, some German philosopher, wrote how marvelous the Torah is, that the Torah has this din. You're not allowed to say Divrei Torah b'mavuas hamatun office. So the Gemara says, Tani kavasa Ravuna, Tani kavasa Rav Chizda. Tani kavasa Rav Chizda, that you're not allowed to say b'mavuas hamatun office. Like Kriyas Shema, even if you started before, you have to be posuk. What if like posuk? It's terrible. Rasi Yama, even though it doesn't seem to be such a terrible avera. So the guy says Kriyas Shema is walking on a dirty street. So what's so bad about it? He'll come to the Beis Medrash and then everything will be clean. Abasi Yama, no. Hoy hamoishchei ha'oven v'chavli hashov. The pasuk says people start off by doing slight averes that like threads. You can easily break a thread. And then you get so used to doing avera, then you graduate and you do bigger averes that are like thick ropes. One thing is going to lead to another. So this is a terrible thing, even when a person violates it. He said Kriyashma. The world doesn't come to an end. Yeah, one thing is going to lead to another, and it's going to lead later on to do terrible things. Another similar point. Gidvar Hashem Boza. He's Mevaza Divrei Torah. If you say Divrei Torah, Mevuas Hamadam, say Kriyashma. Say Divrei Torah, Mevuas Hamadam. That's a Bizoyan Atur. In Posek Maschor, and if he stops saying Kriyashma, and he doesn't violate the din, it's such a wonderful mitzvah to have Kedushas Amokim. What's Badobar Hazeh? Badibur Hazeh. Sometimes it says Dover. As Liya Bucha Ebas Dover, Selegmar has a drasha Ebas Dibur. You shouldn't talk Nivol Peh. Or it says you shouldn't take ribbons. Neshach Kesach, Neshach Echon, Neshach Kol Dover. As she Yishach, Selegmar Dashens, Neshach Kol Dover, Ribbis Dvorim is also. Every so often when it says the word Dover, so we darshan it. As if it were written deep. It's here also, Badobar Hazeh, Tarich HaYomim, Badibar Hazeh. So you'll be careful not to say Divrei Torah, Tfilo, with his Tzoya, so that it'll be a school of Tarich HaYomim. Okay. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. Maybe Belineta tomorrow is trying to learn?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's a normal day, regular day?
Normal day.
I think I plan to be here in the morning. I apologize, I forgot all about this alumni function this morning. So maybe tomorrow morning. Regular time. What, 12:45? Okay. Top dollar on the base. I'm going to Eretz Yisrael tomorrow night, so I'm not going to be here till next Thursday.